Hey everyone, this is your host Keith of the Retro Radio Podcast, and I'm glad you can join me on the Internet Superhighway. And here's another double feature of Amos and Andy, featuring one of their very early classics and one from later in their career.
The Minstrel Show, December 4th, 1936.
Lightning, I hear Miss Andy. The Kingfish, he is all brothers in that green boy. And his interlocutor, your old friend Bill Hayes. Here they are. And the Mystic Knights of the Sea, male chorus and quartet. Gentlemen, be seated. Well, Andy, I see you wear your derby even in the minstrel show.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Tonight's my unlike tonight, boy. I'm really going to do some unlikes around here.
Well, what's that? I see you got a gun strapped on your belt there. What's the idea?
Never mind. Never mind, Bill. You're going to find out. Just don't stop me from unlacing, that's all.
And by the way, Andy, the last time I was over at your house, you had a nice bunch of chickens over there. How are they getting along?
Well, I got a new bunch of chickens over there now, Bill, and I got the smartest rooster in the world.
Well, what makes you think your rooster is so smart, Andy?
Well, right next door to our house, a man's got a couple of ostriches over there.
Yes, yes.
And there's a hole in the fence. So this rooster I got went next door, and he sees this ostrich egg laying there, so he took his feet and he pushed that ostrich egg through the hole in the fence over in the backyard. Then he called all the hens around the egg.
Yes, sir, go on, go on.
And then this rooster say to the hens, he say, Gals, I ain't complaining, but I just want to show you what they is doing other places.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we should like to present one of the members of the Lodge Quartet, assisted by the Quartet and Chorus, in their version of Sing, Baby, Sing.
When troubles you, sing, baby, sing. Do like the birdies do, sing, baby, sing. When cold winter comes, we're all out of room. For them birdies they can eat. But the beach is sweet. Oh, 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 don't you know? A summer day keeps me no little good more. I'm not so bad music, just like the wind. So sing while you sing, baby, sing.
Man, if you're with the stuff.
Now that heart of the love music with that certain swing.
Well, Kingfish, I'm glad to see you tonight.
Well, Miss Hay, I'm glad to be down here tonight at the Lodge Hall, see all the brothers out there in the audience. You know, it must give the brothers a great feeling to see me up here working for them, because I is their true leader and honest brother. Fine going on. That's gratitude for you, Miss Hay.
By the way, how is your mother-in-law?
Oh, ain't you done heard about her, Mr. Hayes? She was kicked by a mule.
You don't mean to tell me. Your mother-in-law was kicked by a mule?
Oh, yeah, but he let her have a good one.
Well, I must drop by.
Well, we had 125 people at the house yesterday.
Is that so? Sending their sympathy, huh?
No, sir. They won't buy that mule. You know my mother-in-law.
At this time, I should like to present a man whose voice is familiar to all of you. Amos and Andy have selected for their first guest star America's celebrated tenor, Mr. Frank Parker. Mr. Parker will sing Mandy from the Ziegfeld Follies of 1919.
Do you take this man, Frank Parker, to be your loving husband and promise to honor him through sickness and through health?
I don't know. I can't make up my mind. Now listen, Mandy, there's a minister handy, and it sure would be dandy if we let him make a fee. So don't you linger, here's a ring for your finger, isn't it a humdinger? Come along and there's a wedding time, bring happy time for Mandy and me.
Before continuing with the show, I should like to say that some time ago, Pepsodent toothpaste was licensed exclusively to use a newly discovered ingredient called irium.
Now for my gun.
Look out, Andy, what you doing?
Irium or no irium, I'm going to unlock around here tonight.
Oh, they got me. Here, Kingsley, help me. Deliver this message.
Yes, Mr. Hayes, I'll take care of it. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, here at last is the toothpaste that ends the disappointment of old-fashioned dentists.
Yeah, well, I'm going to relax around here if I got to knock everybody off.
Now, say, Lightning, come here. Take this announcement. Deliver this message to Garcia.
Garcia, who way,
Read it, Lightning, read it. You got to deliver the message.
Don't worry about the King, please. I'll read it. Ladies and gentlemen, why not give up those old-fashioned disappointing benefits?
Well, I hate to do this.
Pepsodent is the only toothpaste that contains irium, which not only floats away serum, but nothing else can. It also steps up the luster to surprising speed.
I'll get him this time.
I promise you that once you try this toothpaste, you want to give up them old-fashioned kinds and use Pepsodent all the time. Is you hitting him, man?
I'm shooting him right in the middle. Lightning, what is the matter with you?
Well, I tell you, Miss Vander, the President Company thought something like this was going to happen, and they sent me a bulletproof vest.
Well, Amos, you seem very happy tonight.
Yes, sir, Mr. Here I is. Everything going along fine up to now. Got a nice crowd of gender audience, too,
Yes, isn't? We have a very nice audience here tonight.
Well, look at that. There's your wife in the front row there, Mrs. Hay.
Yeah, Mrs. Hay wanted to come down tonight to see the show.
Yeah, she's all dressed up in the evening gown. Stand up, Miss Hay, and let the people see you. Folks, that's Bill Hay's wife. Yes, sir. You know, Bill, last time I seen your wife, her arms were so very thin. I was just looking at her forearm there, how big it is. She must be playing tennis or something, ain't she?
No, she isn't, but I'm glad you asked that.
Yeah, well, what makes her arms so big, Bill?
Well, Amos, I've invented a liniment. And by rubbing this liniment on my wife's arm, I find that it makes her arms much larger.
Oh, you rub the liniment on her arms and it makes them larger, huh?
That's right.
Yeah, I was just looking at her there, Bill. You must have spilled a little of that on her feet, too, ain't you?
Ladies and gentlemen, Amos Jones, assisted by Andrew Baum, the quartet and the chorus, will sing... Let me see, what is the name of that song?
Mr. Hayes?
The name of this song is Diana. Yes. The name of this song is Diana. Yes.
The name of this song is Diana.
Carolina, give me Diana.
Say, you're about the proudest one beneath the Dixie sun.
Yes, sir, and news is red.
About that wedding, can you hear them church bells ringing?
Here's a song my heart keeps singing. Diana, is anyone finer? In the state of Carolina, if she is and you know her, Lord, won't she go to me, oh, Diana? With the Dixie eyes blazing, how long has it been gazing to the eyes of just my Diana Lee? Every night, why do I came with fright? She called my dynamite, change of mind. Oh, Diana, if she wanted to China, I would hop an ocean liner just to be with Dinah Lee.
Bill, I hope you don't call that singing. He can't sing no more than
a
monkey.
Now, wait a minute, Andy.
Wait a minute, nothing. If you want to hear some singing, let me sing something.
I didn't know you could sing.
Oh, boy. When I sing, I really goes down after him. Yes, sir. I go way down below low H.
You mean you can sing as low as low C or lower than below low C?
Below the C. Well, I ain't exactly going to get wet doing it. Put on no diver suit or nothing. But I get way down there, though.
Oh, you do. All right, go ahead. Let's see what you can do with it.
All right, I'll show you. Crowd around me here, boys. Come
all
on.
Right, Brother Hand, I hear.
I hear, too. Go ahead, Miss Hand, I hear.
Get up close now. Listen to this. Mr. Leader, give me a couple of chords and something there. I'll show you some below singing.
Many brave hearts are asleep in the deep. So beware. Be
hot dog.
Be
you really going down there now?
Be
he sure is low.
Be
stand back here, buddy.
I forgot.
Finale by the entire company. The Mystic Knights of the Sea Minstrels with those inimitable end men, Hamish and Andy, Lightning and the Kingfish. The Mystic Knights of the Sea Male Chorus and Quartet with your old friend Bill Hayes, interlocutor, have been presented by the Pepsodent Company, makers of Pepsodent Toothpaste. Amos and Andy will be back with you Monday night at the same time with their regular episode.
Hey, look at that bunch of people out in the audience there, will you, Andy?
Yeah, I was talking to the Kingfish, and he said that they had to turn away about 2,000 people. They couldn't get them in here.
They said they had 2,000 people there, and they couldn't get in the place.
They crowded up all over the place, out in front of every other place.
Well, you know what we ought to do?
What?
We ought to put on the show again next Friday night and change the jokes and songs and everything around.
Yeah, let's do that.
Fire song, ming li song, for ya song, ling jing, for ya song.
I said, this is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.
Wow, that was a classic.
But wait, there's more.
And now time for this feature.
Three strikes, and you're out. February 11th, 1944.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Amos and Andy Show. Lodge of the Mystic Knights of the Sea held its regular monthly meeting last night. And judging from what the Kingfish and Amos are telling Andy right now, he really missed something by not being present.
Yeah, you sure missed a good meeting last night, Andy.
And you got no excuse for not being there, Brother Andy. If a man belongs to the lodge, he ought to attend the meeting.
Look, you fellas have got a reason for going to meetings. You was married.
You has already got what you go to the lodge to get away from.
Oh, don't be silly, Andy.
Yeah, that was one of the greatest meetings that we ever had. I done made a speech there for 45 minutes. Done had everybody spellblinded.
Yeah. That was one important thing that happened, though, Andy, and that's what I want to talk to you about.
Mm-hmm.
One of the brothers got up and made a swell suggestion. It seems that he got a lot of names and addresses of soldiers that is in different camps all over the country.
Yeah.
It was his idea that each member of our lodge take one of them names and kind of adopt that particular soldier. You know, write him letters and send him little gifts and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, that sounds like a good idea, all right. Oh, yeah. The whole thing was fair unanimous.
Yeah, well, we all draw the name, Andy, and seeing that you wasn't there, I knew you would want one, too, so I pick one out for you.
Oh, good. I'm glad you done that, Amos. Yeah, everybody ought to do that.
Yeah, here's the name of the fella that I got for you. He's a corporal, His name is Corporal Gene Williams, and here's his address and all the company stuff written down here.
Yeah, well, thanks, Amos. Yeah, I'm going to write him a letter right now and send him some razor blades and a pipe and maybe some cigars, too.
And so I say to you who wear the uniform of your country, we of the Army General Staff are proud of you. And you are to be congratulated on the splendid job you've done. Now it is my honor to announce a number of promotions within your ranks. First, Corporal Gene Williams, advanced in rating to sergeant. Here are your stripes, Sergeant.
Oh, thank you, Major.
Congratulations, and may you always be a credit to the WAC.
Oh, yes, sir, I sure do my best.
In the mess hall, Gene, I stopped by and picked up the mail.
Oh, anything for me?
Yes, his letter.
Oh, Andrew H. Brown. His address is up in Harlem. That's not far from where I used to live. I wonder who that could be. Oh, say. Mary, listen to this. Dear Gene, this is to let you know that I have done adopted you for the duration. But that don't mean that you are supposed to call me father. Ha, ha, ha. I was going to send you some stuff, but I didn't know just what you'd like. Could you use a nice box of cigars?
Cigars? Is that man out of here, hey?
Oh, you think that's something? Listen to this. He goes on here and says, also, what kind of shaving cream does you use? There's a special kind that I use I could send you in case you got a tough beard.
If I got a letter like that, I'd show it to Top Sergeant. What'd he say after that, Gene?
I said, if you ever get to Harlem, I will show you a wonderful kind. And you won't have to worry about getting out of condition or nothing. Because you and me can go up to the gym every day and wrestle. Your pal, Andy.
The nerve of that guy. What do you make out of it, Gene?
Well, if he thinks I'm a man, he's got a terrific sense of humor. Anyhow, I'd sure like to meet him.
Then why don't you look him up? You're going to New York on your furlough.
Amos, I want you to listen to this letter I got here.
Yeah, who's it from, Andy?
It's from that soldier I done written to. You remember, Gene Williams?
Oh, yeah, what'd he say?
He say, Dear Mr. Brown, thanks for writing to me. You will be happy to know that the Army has just granted my request for furlough. Amos, there's a lucky fellow.
Sure is. What else he say?
Say, thanks very much for offering to send me shaving cream. But to tell you the truth, I do not shave. Must be wearing a beard.
Yeah, sure sound like you're doing.
Yeah, well, I guess that's a new way they got a camouflage in their faces. You say, as I said, I will be in New York Friday evening around 6 o'clock and we'll drop over to the Mystic Knights of the Sea Lodge Hall at the address that was on your letter.
Oh, that's fine.
I expect to arrive around 6 o'clock, but it might be a little later. Be sure to wait for me, and we will go out and have some fun. Sincerely yours, Sergeant Gene Williams.
Oh, well, Andy, you're going to show him a nice time, I guess, ain't you?
Well, now, wait a minute. There's a little snag on the thing.
What?
You see, today is the day the soldier's coming in, and he's going to be up at the lodge hall at 6 o'clock tonight. It just so happened that I already got a date at 6 o'clock to take Loretta Miller to supper.
Well, can't you postpone your supper till later and get a gal for the soldier or something like that?
Well, Loretta ain't got no phone or nothing, and I don't know how to get in touch with her.
Oh.
We were supposed to meet on the street corner. And on top of that, she said that she got something reporting that she want to tell me and she want to see me private. Yeah, I think what I'll do is have supper alone with Loretta.
Yeah, well, what do you do about the soldier, though?
Well, I'll ask the Kingfish to meet the soldier at the lodge, and me and Miguel can get together with the soldier later.
Yeah.
In the meantime, I'm going to see if I can't get the soldier a date with a gal, too.
Yeah, that would be nice, getting a date for him.
Yeah, I'm going to do that right now before I forget it.
Yeah.
Of course, this gal is so crazy about me that I don't know if she'd go out with nobody else.
The gal you're calling now?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Why is it, Amos, that when I love them, they stay in love?
Hello?
Hello, this is Andy Brown. Is Hattie there?
You say this is Andy Brown?
Yeah.
Hattie ain't here.
That's too bad. I wanted to get her a date with a friend of mine.
Oh, the date ain't with you?
No.
Well, Hattie just come in.
She did, huh? You sure come in fast.
You say you want me to go out on a date with a friend of yours, and it's short, ain't you?
Yeah, sure, I sure.
Who's the fella?
Well, you know where the lodge hall is.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you be over there at 6 o'clock and ask for a fella by the name of George Kingfish Stevens, and he'll explain everything to you.
Okay, I'll be there. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Hattie. Well, that's that. She's going to do it.
Oh, she is, huh?
Oh, sure. That gal is crazy about me. So, Kingfish, you see the spot I was in. I got to meet my gal Loretta at 5:30 and take her out to supper. And then this other gal, Hattie, is coming to the lodge at 6 o'clock, and so is the soldier that I done got her a date with. Oh, I tell you, Kingfish, I is in a dilemma.
Yeah, well, Brother Ender, I'd like to lemon you out of the thing, but I don't know what I can do.
Well, I'll tell you what you can do, Kingfish. You meet the gal and the soldier at the lodge hall here at 6 o'clock. Introduce them to each other and hold them here till I get here with my gal.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. What about my supper, Andy? The battle axe called me and says she's cooking my favorite dish, Louisiana fried shrimp.
Yeah, well, I don't care so much about the gal, but I hate to disappoint that soldier. After all, he's in the United States Army and he deserves the best.
I know, but I...
Well, now, wait a minute. You is the Kingfish of the lodge. And after all, you has got to do something for the Army.
Brother Andy, you got me. Never let it be said that George Kingfish Stevens let a fried shrimp come between him and his country.
Hello?
Hello, honey.
George, I thought you was on the way home. The shrimp is in the skillet frying already.
Yeah, well, what I want to tell you is that I won't be home for supper tonight.
Won't be home?
No, I tell you what, I'm tied up here at the lodge. I got to do some stuff here. After all, remember, I was a Kingfish and the lodge comes first.
Well, it's the only time I ever heard of your summer coming in second. What have you got to do at that lodge tonight?
Well, you see, honey, at a meeting we had, well, it's a long story, and I'll send it to you later. Goodbye, Angel.
Goodbye, Angel. When that Kingfish calls me Angel, there's something cooking. If there's anything more important to him than fried shrimp, it's some kind of monkey business. This is mighty strange.
Mr. Van Porter speaking.
Oh, hello, Henry. This is Sapphire.
Oh, it's charming to speak to you, Sapphire.
Say, Henry, is there anything important going on over at the lodge tonight?
No, not a thing. As a matter of fact, Mrs. Van Porter and I are going out to dinner and the movies after that.
Oh, but there's nothing over at the lodge hall, huh?
No.
Well, thanks, Henry, and I'll be seeing you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Where's my hat? I'm going down to that lodge hall.
Thank you.
course, you is Hattie Simpson, ain't you?
Yes, I is.
Yeah, well, I is George Kingfish Stevens.
Oh, hello, John.
Now, I guess Andy Brown told you everything.
Well, all he told me was that I was supposed to meet you here, and I'm so glad I come.
Well, you see, I... Uh-oh.
I just love tall men like you.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're going to be a lot shorter than I just threw with you. Right, Kingfish Stevens, what's going on here?
Oh, Sapphire, I can explain everything to you.
Look here, sugar. Why do you have to explain anything to this Budinsky for?
He's that way if he knows what's good for him.
Oh, wait a minute.
Listen here, girl. The one who gets the man is the one who gets here first. Now, get out. The box office is closed.
What?
Go ahead. Get along before I stab you with a bobby pin.
Why, you little husband-stealing buzzard. George, is you going to tell me what all this is about, or ain't you?
Yeah, well, I've been trying to tell you, honey. I just doing a favor for Andy, you see. Andy got a soldier coming here to the lodge, a fellow by the name of Sergeant Gene Williams, and I suppose to introduce him to Miss Simpson here. That's all I know, honey.
What about that, Miss Simpson?
Well, all I know is what Andy Brown told me. I'm supposed to have a date here with George Kingfish Stevens.
Oh, no, wait a minute.
Well, all I know is that if I ever see you again with George Stevens, it'll be too soon. Take him, Miss Simpson. He's yours.
Has a date, and so does the Kingfish. But unfortunately, Kingfish's wife doesn't understand. Right now, he's searching for Andy to try to get things cleared up.
Well, lady, I'm glad you're here. I've been looking all over for you.
Hello, Kingfish.
Tell me, Lightning, does you know where Andy is? I gotta find him.
Well, he had a date with a gal, and he was gonna take her out to eat.
Yeah, I knew that much, but does you know what restaurant he done went to?
Well, I think he must have gone to the Lenox Avenue Grill. You see, there's a waiter over there that owes Miss Andy 75 cents, and most likely he's over there to eat it out.
Thank you, Layton. I'm going right to the restaurant now. Sam, was Andy Brown in here tonight?
Yeah, Kingfish. The back room was full up when he come. That's his table right over there, where that girl's sitting.
Where's Andy?
Well, he had a little tough luck and had to go home for his pocketbook.
Pocketbook?
Mm-hmm. He told me he tried to steer his gal into the blue plate special, but she done detoured on him and ended up with $1.50 deluxe.
Yeah, well, I think I'll go over there and introduce myself to the gal and wait for him. I gotta see him.
Okay, Kingfish.
Excuse me, miss. My name is Stevens. I'm a friend of Andy Brown's, and I'd like to wait here for him to get back, if you don't mind.
Show me. Have a seat. I is Loretta Miller.
Glad to know you, Miss Miller.
Well, Andy ought to be back in a little while. He said he had to run down to the office for a couple of minutes to meet his banker.
Who?
Banker. It seems the banker's a little short of money this week and is borrowing some from Andy.
You just a recent acquaintance of Mr. Brown, huh?
That's right. I haven't known him very long. Did you see this bracelet he gave me?
Yeah. Nice and shiny. Let me see. Mind if I take it off and look at it?
Oh, no. Go right ahead. It's a genuine original from Fifth Avenue.
Sure, huh?
And they said the only trouble is that now it's being copied by all the 5 and 10 cent stores.
Well, hold your hand still here, Miss Muller.
Yes.
Put it back on your wrist. This is a lovely bracelet.
Hello, Kingfish.
Hello, Henry. Hello, Miss Van Porter.
How do you do, Kingfish?
Hello. A nice day, ain't it? This is Miss Miller here. Mr. and Mrs. Van Porter.
I'm very happy to know you.
How do you do?
How do you do? Come, Henry. We must be going.
All right, dear.
So long, Kingfish.
So long, Henry, so long. Nice people, the Van Porters.
Yes, they seem to be.
I wonder what's keeping Andy.
I know I left that pocketbook in this room somewhere. It ain't in this drawer, saving that one, or that phone in the hall. I don't guess that's for me, no how. Hello?
Andy?
Ain't here. Who this?
This is Andy. This is Sapphire.
Oh.
I want to ask you a question, and you got to tell me the truth, because it means an awful lot to me.
Yeah, well, what is it?
Did you arrange with the Kingfish to have him meet a girl by the name of Hattie Simpson and some soldier and introduce them to one another at the lodge hall?
Oh, yeah, sure I did.
Now, I don't want you telling me no lies, Andy Brown. I want to know about it if it's one of them external triangle things.
No, I'm telling you the truth, Sapphire, on my honor. If that mean anything.
Well, I do believe you, Andy. And I can see now that I never should have doubted my husband. And I'm sorry I did. The dear, dear boy. Coming!
Well, the Van Porters. This is a surprise.
Hello, Sapphire.
Hello, Sapphire.
Well, come in, come in. It sure is wonderful to see you.
Sapphire, can I see you in the side room a minute?
Why, certainly, Clara.
Henry, you wait here. We'll be right out. I want to tell Sapphire about a new dish she can fix.
All right, my dear. I'll just look over the financial page of the newspaper.
Now, what is it, Clara?
Well, Sapphire, it's just like this. There's something you ought to know. Henry and me just seen your husband sitting in a booth at the Lenox Avenue Grill holding a girl's hand.
Holding a girl's hand? Oh!
And presenting her with a bracelet.
What? Now, wait a minute. Was this a little short girl by the name of Hattie Simpson?
No, this was a long, tall girl by the name of Loretta Miller.
So it's all true. George has been this faithful.
Now, wait a minute, Sapphire. Men just ain't no good, no harm. You gotta watch them like a hawk. I never let Henry out of my sight.
Well, the pity of it is that this is the second time this has happened in one day. Oh, I'm telling you, the man has done gone berserk.
Yes, Miss Miller, Andy, I agree with you. He's a nice boy, all right. A fine fella. I knowed him a long time. Tell me this, how long did you say you was knowed him again?
Oh, not very long.
Mm-hmm. Tell me this, where do he take you when you go out together?
Oh, mostly just walking dates. Or sometimes we set up in my parlor. That's on account of inflation.
Inflation, you say?
Yes, sir. Andy claims that if he was to spend all of that money he got, he's liable to send prices all over the country sky high.
Well, that leaves east of the Mississippi.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I tell you, Mr.
Well, I was back.
Oh, good, Andy.
Say, Kingfish, what are you doing here?
Yeah, well, look, that's what I want to explain to you. I've been waiting for you, Andy. I got to speak to you.
We thought you'd never get back.
Yeah. And I was in a jam, and all because I tried to help you out.
Well, now, wait a minute. I know all about that. When I was back at the rooming house a few minutes ago, your wife called me and asked me if some story that you done told her was true, and I said, sure it was. I was your pal, boy. I backed you up.
That ought to clear up everything.
Andy, you mean that my wife ain't so at me no more?
Oh, no. What you talking about? The fact is that, well, when I talked to her on the phone, she done say that she was ashamed of herself for not trusting you.
Oh, that's great. She really softened up, huh?
Oh, sure. She winded up by saying that you was her dear, dear boy.
Mm-hmm. Well, her dear, dear boy is going right home now and put that old war horse back in her stall.
Wait a minute, Kingfish. Well, what happened to that soldier you were supposed to meet over there?
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the thing. He still hadn't got there by the time I left to come over here. But don't worry, Andy. Lightning is over at the lodge hall, and I told him
to tell the soldier when he come to call me at home. You see, I didn't know where you was going to be.
Yeah, well, okay. When the soldier calls you, I find out where he's staying, and I'll get in touch with him.
Okay, Ander. Well, I'm going home now and let a certain party know who's wearing the pants in my house.
Yeah, well, so long, Kingfish.
Goodbye, Mr. Stevens.
Goodbye, Miss Miller. It was a pleasure to meet you. At least I met one gal today that ain't going to get me in no trouble. So the little woman doubts me, eh? Now, Sapphire, before you get down on your knees to apologize to me, I want you to bring me my house slippers and pipe.
I'll get a pipe for you, but it'll be made out of lead.
Now, Sapphire, I'm telling you, you done made enough trouble for one day. Get my pipe and slippers and don't give me no back talk.
Why, George Kingfish Stevens...
Shut up.
Sit down.
Who?
You.
Okay, honey, okay.
You one question.
Mm-hmm.
Is you acquainted with a gal by the name of Loretta Miller?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you bet your sweet life you acquainted with her. Good enough to eat with her in a public restaurant and good enough to be presenting her with a bracelet for her wrist.
Now, wait a minute, honey. Put that vase down. Now, put that vase down, honey. I'm telling you, Loretta Miller is Anders' gal.
Oh, sure. And I suppose that bracelet you done slipped on her wrist was a handcuff so she wouldn't get away before Andy got back.
Oh, now, listen, honey. Honey, now listen to me, will you? Look, yeah. I have told you the truth many times in my life, but never was it as true as this. Andy was responsible for both of them gals. The first one was a date he done dug up for a soldier, a fellow by the name of Sergeant Gene Williams, and the second one was Andy's own gal.
And you expect me to believe that?
Oh, listen, honey. Your dear old husband has always been a faithful man to you. How can you stand there accusing me of a thing like that?
George Stevens!
Honey, listen, will you put that vase down,
please? Don't you get up out of that chair.
Listen, I'll get the phone, honey.
You get in that chair.
Well, honey, the phone is right behind you.
I'll answer it. Hello?
Hello. I'd like to speak to George Stevens, please.
Who is this?
This is Gene Williams. I got a date with him down here where I am.
Oh, I see. Just a moment. I'll see if Mr. Stevens is in. Hello. I'm sorry. Mr. Stevens just went out.
Friday night at this same time and over these same stations, be sure to tune in the new half-hour Amos and Andy Show. Our program is broadcast to our armed forces everywhere. This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for all of us. Until next Friday then, good night.
Presented by the Retro Radio Podcast, retro-otr.com.
Goodbye, Jack. Goodbye, Jack.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Sam. Goodbye, Homewrecker.